Warrior Reflections.
Warrior Reflections.
We interviewed recent graduates
of Elizabeth Forward High School
on their experience of transitioning from high school to college.
My name is Shelby Rushak. I was born on April 18th, 1995, and I'm from Monongahela, Pennsylvania. Waynesburg was very interesting. It's a really great college. It's only 1,500 kids, so it's kind of small. Felt like a high school kind of feel. The classes were small, and I learned a lot because I've had one-on-one time with the teachers, and I was a nursing major, which is what that school's really known for, so it was hard, but it was good. If you really do not know what you want to do going into college, just go undecided. Because I went in and I was like, oh, I think I like nursing, and I chose nursing. I kind of wasted a couple classes because I don't want to do nursing anymore. I was like, that's not for me. And if your SAT scores aren't the greatest, don't stress, because smaller schools look at your high school GPA along with activities you do. So the more extracurriculars you have, it really helps you in the long run. I've learned that a lot of people are different, especially in college. High school is kind of like a small community. I've learned that. Like, there's like the cool kids, there's like the scene kids. When you get to college, it's completely different. No one cares if you were the cool person or not. No one cares if you were the musical girl in high school. It's a clean slate, and you kind of have to have like a good head on your shoulders when you go into school. And being on your own, especially in college, teaches you responsibility. Your parents aren't there to tell you every 5 seconds, oh, make sure you do this, make sure you do this. Like, it's up to you. If you want it, you have to go for it. People who hire you are not going to want that. They're not going to want like a lackadaisical kind of person. So being on your own is a big part of college. Just try to make good choices. I have a schedule I would tack on my tack board, and I would put it up there, and I would always make sure I put post-it notes to remind myself, don't dilly-dally, make sure you really focus. I set alarms on my phone to remind me to study. I kind of have a good head on my shoulders, I like to think I do. I keep my friends, I always talk to them, but when I know I have something important coming up, I feel guilty if I'm doing something other than studying. Finals week was definitely one of the most stressful times ever. The finals here were not too hard, but when I got to college, they were like 200 questions, Scantron, take your final. I was like, oh my goodness, okay, but here we go. That's the only big stress I think I had. And not to gain the freshman 15. That's another stress. I definitely did not want to have that. I have struggled with self-confidence issues a lot. It's been a ride. I had struggles with just like being healthy, like physically and mentally. Self-confidence is definitely something I give credit to people who have that, because it's really hard to be proud of who you are. Like, I like look up to people, I'm like, wow, like she rocks her stuff, she loves who she is, and I wish I could do that. And I struggle with it every day, and especially like fitting in college, going to a whole new place, not knowing anybody. It's different, and I have to learn, like, God blessed me with what I have, and especially like fitting in college, going to a whole new place, not knowing anybody. It's different. Self-confidence is definitely hard. If you're dealing with depression or anything like that, or anxiety, and it's getting very, very severe to the point where you just can't even think straight, talk to someone who can medically help you, like either a nurse, a teacher, your family, anybody. If it's not too serious, but you just can't get out of the slump you're in, just talk to somebody. I always talk to teachers. My parents, sometimes they didn't understand, so I would talk to my friends, and my friends helped. And you just have to just talk to people. You can't hold it in, or it's going to explode and it's going to end very badly. So talking and maybe having like just a vent sesh with someone, that definitely helps. Don't hurt yourself in the long run. Don't do things that is going to hurt you in the long run. Love who you are and just be healthy and be happy with what God blessed you with. And you need to respect and love what you have, because if you don't and don't appreciate it, it's going to hurt you in the long run.